Fact check: Kamala Harris repeats lies about Trump and racism in Nevada. By Joel B. Polak on October 27, 2020. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, repeated several well-worn lies in a speech to voters in Reno, Nevada, on Tuesday, in which she claimed that President Donald Trump is a racist. Harris has used these claims in stump speeches and interviews for weeks. She said, notes to follow. On the other hand, you have Donald Trump, who, remember, at the last debate, the one before this most recent one, refused to condemn a white supremacist group, won, and then doubled down and said, stand back, and stand by. 2. That, on the heels of way back when, 'cause there's a pattern, of on the issue of Charlottesville, where Americans were peacefully protesting racial injustice, a young woman was killed at that, and on the other side there were neo-Nazis, wearing swastikas, carrying tiki torches, and he had the gall to say, fine people on both sides. 3. Has called Mexicans rapists and criminals. 4. One of his first orders of business, a Muslim ban. 5. Breitbart News has debunked these claims before. 1. 2. Trump did condemn white supremacists at the first debate, as he has done often before. The Proud Boys are not a racist group. When he said stand down and stand by, Trump was using language the moderator asked him to use. Proof. 3. Trump never said the neo-Nazis were fine people. In fact, he said they should be condemned totally. Harris knows that she is lying, because Vice President Mike Pence told her the truth to her face at their debate earlier this month. Proof. 4. Trump did not refer to Mexicans as rapists and criminals. He was referring to people who entered the U.S. illegally, making clear that he was not even talking about all illegal immigrants, and some, I assume, are good people. Proof. 5. Trump never imposed a Muslim ban. He restricted travel from terror-prone countries identified under Obama. Most Muslim states were unaffected, and the ban was upheld at the Supreme Court. Non-Muslim countries are on the list. Proof. Harris also accused Trump of sowing hate and division, adding, we want a unifier, and that's why we want Joe Biden. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.